Thursday night, and as always, I am Jick. Next to me is my lovely assistant, Hot Stuff Rietta.
Whatever, you're the one playing the Yoko Ono song.
Yeah. You're the one drinking the fruity girl drink.
It's not very fruity.
Hot Stuff, you drink the fruity girl drink.
Yeah.
Now drink something else. You drink the fruity girl drink. Now drink something else. You drink the fruity girl drink.
Stop.
You see what I'm doing? I'm making fun of us for having this message on all of the... Now you can't even handle it. You can't handle the rigors of a fruity girl drink.
Yeah. Went down the wrong pipe, though.
Really, it went down your vagina instead of your throat?
Yeah, dude, I wouldn't really call that a pipe. It's more of a series of dump trucks.
Okay, well, we got questions, we got comments, we got a lightning round ahead of us. Yeah. So
that's not in the that's not
it is not. It is that when you said, "Hey, what's that wall of text?"
That's the lightning round.
Yeah. 120 questions, which we will attempt to answer in 45 seconds.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. We'll answer them. The thing is, with the lightning round, we got to answer him honestly.
I know.
Yeah. So then we're at the gun run's mercy, because if he decides to post the questions, then everyone will see them. I don't remember if
I might answer them in slightly randomized order.
I don't remember if we read the numbers last time, so that people.
I don't think
are
we did. We just read as I recall.
Were you
it was
there?
Or
was it? I forget who actually did it.
I'm pretty sure I have done just a giant list of answers to a set of questions.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
I know I've done at least one.
And I've done at least once, but I don't. And I'm almost positive it was the gun who sent them in.
Yeah. No, he does that.
No, but I mean, if there was some other situation that I was doing, it's possible. I don't know.
Let's see. Still looking through the ones, the questions that we got past in the Monday show. So, Fineldar says, "I'm the prettiest princess." that's probably true. Enemy Lasagna says, "Is there some sort of ideal order in which to finish each of the hobo zones, or are they so well balanced that you can start anywhere and finish anywhere and use the same number of turns?" I doubt if they're that well balanced.
They are. There is definitely an ideal order.
Is there?
I have no idea what it is.
That's true. Yeah. Dr. Rotel says, "I was doing the junkyard quest, and when I hit the last adventure link, I went to bigisland.php page and not bigisland.php ?place=junkyard, as expected. This is only noticeable as I needed to check in for my new assignment when I found myself ... Yeah, okay. Since that zone changed, the shortcut forcing changed, I'll make a wiki item for quick things to do based on the questions sent in during this radio show. And after this radio show, I will do all of those things.
No, no, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
Wait.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're just like up and do them. It was like,
yeah, no.
Man, those things are totally gonna be done.
I know. I'll just flat out do them. If there's any items on that list, I want to do them.
I think that will always be funny.
Fineldar says, "Why is Riff so cute? In case he's getting excited, I'm a dude." I think he's getting even more excited.
he's got some loving now. I don't know that he needs dudes.
Auto Man says, "Would it be possible to make Roderick able to examine chef staves we have equipped?" If you mean ordinary staves that you have equipped, then no. That would be goofy and would be unlike everything else. Ashlyn says, "Hey, Jick, since we all know Scully is really some homeless guy that you hire to do the show with you, what area of Hobopolis is he from?" I think he's pretty firmly in the Purple Light District camp. Let's see. Enemy Lasagna says, "Will there ever be the KOL version of Chinese New Year?" No. I don't think so. I don't think we're doing any more recurring holidays. We have one for every month, which is one for every week, and I think we're pretty much good on those.
There's going to be some week where there's no holiday, right? That should work out. Right? Like February of 1865 was the only month in recorded history that didn't have a full moon. Or something. Right? You don't care.
I don't care. Beckdog says, "Ant played two songs you and him did Friday, Mr. Skullhead. Hook was really good, as was the other. Just wanted to say good job." Huh. I must have recorded some songs at some point. At one of their super gay sings along. Do you suppose more than one sing-along is sings-along?
No, it's sing-alongs. It's definitely sing-alongs.
What?
Dude. I just finished reading the Plural Dictionary, and it was totally sing-alongs.
Weird. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, dictionaries.
Fineldar says, "Are we going to get the giant tweezers back?" Yeah, actually.
We are?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
The Museum of Loathing to show all the stuff that no longer exists? Honestly, probably not.
That would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know.
You could put past Crimbo content in there.
I suppose, but it would have to be so well organized if it was going to mean anything at all.
Yeah, you know? That's probably true.
And, let's see. What about the Translucent University? I think that was one of those things with Scully where it turned out to be kind of a non-starter. I don't know that for a fact, but I feel like he got excited about it and started working on it and then just realized that there wasn't as much to do with it as he thought there would be, and so the sort of wall of enthusiasm that it takes to come up with the scope of content that he likes to do didn't ever materialize.
That was a weird way of saying that it just didn't happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but there's a particular reason that it didn't happen, right?
It's not. I don't know. I guess that's. I don't know. I mean,
I mean, I'm just basing that on a conversation that I had with him.
He just wasn't feeling it. Because he seemed excited about it when he first started talking about it.
But I think he had that initial blast where he wrote out a bunch of stuff, but then he was like, okay, and so now for the next part I need to, shelf this.
Yeah. Although, you know, maybe there could be some sort of, if he didn't just constrain it to, like, Harry Potter-ish stuff, it could be, you know, plus Golden Compass type stuff, plus, you know, other sort of stuff.
Plus,
young
books of magic.
Yeah, or, you know, Narnia. There could be a couple of overlapping things that would kind of all fit together, I think, in there.
Finaldar says, the second clan dungeon, how long will it be? 2 weeks, at least. And are you at least going to do the other clan dungeon anytime in the future?
Oh, yeah,
definitely. Is it still going to be an even higher level? Probably.
I think so.
We'll probably make it harder than Hobopolis, the kind of thing that, you know, the goal will be for a level 15 character in Hobopolis gear to be able to handle it without too much trouble.
I think I will. If it's going to be like a 20 to 25 level dungeon, let's say, hypothetically, then maybe a level 20 character.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, no, there you go. Finaldar says, what's the name of your great-great-grandfather's book with story about turkeys and stuff? It is the Life and Works of F.F. Johnson, M.D., and then it has this really long subtitle about his accomplishments in
animal husbandry.
Being a record of his life, his accomplishments in the military and the pulpit.
Really?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah. He was a big Seventh-day Adventist. He sort of dedicated the later part of his life to convincing people to take Saturday as the Sabbath, rather than Sunday.
Wait, that's what Seventh-day Adventists do?
Apparently.
Which assumes that you start the week
on a Sunday, yeah. The thing is,
why not start the week on a Monday, and then you can still be a Seventh-day
But the thing Adventist. Is, it used to be that Saturday was the Sabbath,
I mean,
right?
Jews do celebrate.
Right, sure. It just changed, and, you know, according to him, it's like he did a tremendous amount of research. There is absolutely nothing in the Bible to back up the change, and that's why he was like, yeah, so I don't see any reason that we should change this. You know, I don't know if it was something the Catholics did. I don't know. There was a lot of the book was just about that. You know, the book was also like articles collected from various other sources about what to do if you get poisoned and stuff like that.
But could just take the whole weekend off, you know? I feel like that would solve both problems, right?
Yeah. Rick Fuel says, are there undiscovered familiars, or are you just releasing them from the tail end of the 80s just to throw us off? Either way.
I wouldn't say they're undiscovered, per se.
Yeah, I don't think that there are any currently available familiars that people just don't know about.
Yeah.
There is at least one that is only available on the dev server right now.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, this is awesome. This goal of doing something every week, we've already got next week's done.
Kind of.
Well, it's done.
It's being tested.
Yeah, I got to draw a couple pictures, but it's being tested. Nick 1995 says, Jick, I have 5 red class rings from the island quest that I never traded in. Is there a way to get rid of them? No.
They're quest items, right? So they will.
Yeah, they will go away when you descend. So.
Yeah.
Third Mango says, will the Time Slay ever do anything again? Probably not. We're certainly not going to make it important for anything.
It will serve as a question for until the end of time.
You know what I could see? I could see putting in some Easter egg content.
Really?
In the future, in another Crimbo, right? A non-combat that does the exact same thing as another non-combat, but with different text. You know, why not?
Yeah.
Just a little nice thing for the old bees. Inabun says, any chance you'll make the hobo code binders an exception to the no free pulls in Bad Moon? No, I'm not.
I mean, you can pull it in Bad Moon. It's just. You just have to do it through URL.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can pull free pulls.
I should stop that from happening. Now that we've actually made...
you should fix it, basically.
Okay, yeah. Put that in this thread. Because that should be a relatively quick fix.
Yeah.
Starker says, could there be separate categories for quest items on the inventory page for usable and non-usable ones? Is the quest item section really that... Does it ever get to be more than a screenful? And I feel like we'd be better off trying to work towards making more quests clean up after themselves.
Yeah.
I was going to set Zeno to the task of adding a bunch of optional inventory categories that you could turn on from the account menu. Just basically a way to allow us in the, you know, to have a spindler for inventory categories and say if you want, you know, all of the feathers from the llama in their own section, if you want all the cupcakes in their own section, especially things that don't alphabetize correctly. The feathers, I changed it, right? Like, blue frosted cupcake, purple frosted cupcake, those are way the fuck all over the place. But the feathers, I've been trying where I can to group thematically similar, and, you know,
similar
origin similar items with names that are alphabetically adjacent, right? But you just can't always do it. Like, there's not really any way to describe the cupcakes like that. Cupcake, parentheses, blue frosting. Cupcake with blue frosting. But that's awkward. We hardly ever do anything like that. I feel like it's awkward. You know, it's sure. Not necessarily awkward. But there's all kinds of categories like that that, you know, dividing up potions in different ways, you know. Sorcerer reagent potions has their own category. Because why not? You know, if there's something that you have to opt into, you're not going to select one unless you understand what it is or don't care about not understanding it, you know. So it's... I would use it. Of course, I have the luxury of just being able to completely wipe my inventory periodically and not care at all. And so inventory is never unmanageable for me.
Or create whatever items you want at will.
Yeah, that's true. Dr. Van Ven Mojo says, could we get a notification by Dungeon for things like the way to Burn Barrel Boulevard has been cleared so we don't have to check as frequently?
It's in my list of things to do if it's possible.
It is possible. What we would basically have to do is set up a...
Because it's not trivial, is the problem.
Yeah, it is not trivial, because you're not really clearing it. You're just killing the last hobo, and then that act... that act cannot trigger the message, because it is possible that you could have a situation where there are two people simultaneously fighting the hobo that is going to be the one that clears the way to Burn Barrel, right?
Right.
And we can't make the announcement twice, because that's lame. So basically, we have to have something that is going to definitely check in a timely manner whether the announcement needs to be made and whether it has been made, and if it does and hasn't, then make it.
Right.
But it's not... It is so far not entirely clear to me where we should do that. There is some stuff invisibly taken care of behind the scenes that happens every time somebody loads the basement page, or the actual Hobopolis script. So it is possible that there are things that are going to get screwy if people are doing nothing but using the last adventure link to play through Hobopolis, right?
Really?
Things would be goofy if everyone in a given Hobopolis run was using KOM Mafia, for instance. If they were only forcing the URLs to adventure in the zones and never actually... If you do something at Richard, it takes care of it. You know, there are any number of things that normal play... It's like that airship thing, right? There's a point in the game at which your
beanstalk.
Visiting the beanstalk page once is necessary in order for you to advance a quest flag. And that probably isn't strictly speaking necessary anymore, because I could figure out a way to get around it if I really wanted to. But it is a thing that is only broken if you're not using the native game interface, and I don't...
I think that Mafia probably codes around that.
I believe it does, yeah. I think it is aware of it, and so it will just generate a call to that page because it knows that it needs to.
Yeah.
And, you know, so maybe if it ever actually becomes an issue, there will be a new version of Mafia that actually deals with Hobopolis that way. But
it's generated, in the past, that the Beanstalk in particular has generated behaviors where somebody would be like, I've spent 1,000 turns in the airship and haven't been able to get, you know, even a single materia, and we're like... Huh. And it's just because they were doing it with Mafia, and they never actually clicked on the airship graphic from the Beanstalk, which would have solved all their problems.
Yeah. So what we could do is we were thinking about doing it for the purposes of a hidden boss mechanic that I think people basically understand to whom it's relevant now. We were going to have Hodgman say things.
Oh, right.
Sort of taunt you.
Oh, yeah.
In ways that you don't necessarily know are meaningful, but they are meaningful, and if you know that they're meaningful, they are meaningful to you, right? So,
That never ended up happening.
It didn't happen because of the sort
where
of...
Where do we generate those messages from?
So, let's say that there was a sequence of things that Hodgman always said in the same order, and there was a sequence of announcements that were always made in the same order, which there are, right? You can't unlock the Purple Light District before you unlock Burn Barrel. It always happens in the same order. And, Jesus Christ, I'm glad we didn't try to randomize that. We were talking about having each Hobopolis run have a different configuration of alleys. And it would be more satisfying, I think, from a play perspective, for them to be slightly different. For the first alley that you open up to not always be Burn Barrel, but yeah, that would have been a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
What we could do is we could have a flag that is the current announcement status. And whenever somebody loads the Hobopolis page, it checks to see if the announcement status is 0, which means waiting for the Burn Barrel announcement. If it is, it generates the announcement, sets the announcement status to 2, and so then it knows. So that way, it's basically not doing any more checks on the clan flag table than it already would be to show you whether... You know, in fact, the line of code that...
finishes this sentence.
No, the line of code that determines whether or not it needs to put the image map link in to Burn Barrel could check a certain announcement status to see if the announcement has been made.
Right, but see, I mean, yeah, I guess.
So it's an extra flag hit every time, right? It is one extra clan flag hit. Every time we check, every time somebody loads the page, which it's already making a bunch of checks every time somebody does it. It's fucked up because we can't, with player flags, we store a copy in the session and only ever update it when it changes. But with any multiplayer stuff, we can't do that. It's like this becomes as inefficient as, you know, 2004 era KOL code, and there is just no way around it. You know, I shouldn't say there is no way around it. If we really wanted to, we could probably sessionize clan stuff if we could just have... We could have a memory table that stored a current set of flags for the clan, got updated every time
the
clan flag changed.
Web server to do that?
No. There are tricks we could do to kind of simulate it. Or we could conceivably store it in Memcache if we wanted to. You know, but it's...
Tricky.
Yeah, and then it would make this kind of thing even harder.
Yeah.
But yeah, I definitely am planning on doing that. It's just that an easy solution has not come to me in the shower yet, so I haven't gotten around to it. I know I will think of something, so I'm just going to let that happen. Zaffer
just like
says,
it when easy things come to you in the shower.
That's true. Zaffer says, have you read the Stuff White People Like blog? What do you think? I don't remember if I have or not.
Stuff White People Like.
Yeah. My wife reads Stuff Black People Hate.
Huh.
And that's pretty interesting.
Is it the same blog with just a different URL?
I don't know. No, it's definitely not. Okay. The Lunch Lady says, to get the binder glyph from the Road to White Citadel, could you please make the catnip discardable and then reobtainable if you discarded it?
Nope.
You know, the deal with these glyphs is that they are supposed to be kind of onerous to get a full set of, and so, you know, think of it this way. The harder it is to you, the more it's going to mean to you when you've gotten it all.
Yeah.
This is the thing, you know, with future clan dungeons, it's going to kind of... we're going to end up having to work pretty hard to not do the thing that we hate about World of Warcraft, where... so there's this long, interesting, but very difficult and time-consuming quest chain that attunes you for Onyxia.
Right.
And since they raised the level cap and there is more content at a higher level, nobody does it anymore. So it's like all this content becomes irrelevant.
Yeah, they have, except for like Onyxia and Molten Core or whatever, they have gotten rid of all the attunement chains. Like they just... everyone is automatically attuned. And then doing those quest chains grants you a title.
For what, like Encourage and all the others?
It was never an attunement. It was all the stuff post 2.0. Like, in order to get the Serpentine Cavern, you just have to get, like, the mark of...
Oh, well, sure. I know the actual, the high-end, the level 80.
The level 60 attunement stuff, I believe, is still all in the game.
And that's 70. And that's frustrating, because it's like the barrier to entry is so high compared to the relevance. And we don't want to do that, right?
Solo all of it, though, at this point.
Well, okay. And then the next expansion comes out, you will be able to solo it. But it's kind of a pain in the ass, you know? And it's so... What I don't want is a situation where somebody who's playing through the game, there is no incentive for them to actually collect the glyphs because they don't need to run Hobopolis a bunch of times. Our initial plan for these was to have, like...
If you want certain things from Hobopolis...
It makes it much easier if you
have
the glyphs.
You have to have all the glyphs.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Either all the glyphs are a lot of time, so it's a matter of trading off, or, you know, spend a lot of time doing it.
No, really. I mean, like, you need to have a group of people that all have all the glyphs, pretty much.
Oh, sure, to get some of the crazy-ass items.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Fair enough. I feel like that always makes them relevant.
Yeah, as long as we don't just completely outdo those items. As long as we don't deprecate them. We make something else that's cool and do it. I mean...
Not deprecating stuff is, I think, much harder.
Well, because there are only so many mechanics that we have to play with, right? And, you know, like we...
Mike the mechanic, the car talk guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Moment of silence for that joke.
Yeah. Moving on.
Simon Jester says, "Hey, Jake, do you drive a truck? I'm moving to Mesa area after the holidays, but leaving most of my furniture. I drive a Buick, so I can't really transport the furniture I'll buy. I don't even know what a truck is. Sorry, you're going to have to get somebody else to help you move." Sailor Bowser says, "Did you know that some of the after-combat messages during the level 12 quest are wrong? The Hippie Army messages mention a war tender and a grill are wrong, because war tenders don't use grills." You know, maybe they're,
Don't they drive around
No, the war tenders are just slinging... The war tenders are like the Tom Cruise in Cocktail.
For some reason, I feel like there's a...
There's the grill sergeant and the mobile grill unit.
Mobile grill unit, okay.
But, you know, the war tenders and grill sergeants sometimes act in concert when there's a bar and grill offensive situation.
Exactly.
When they're doing that maneuver.
Or a gar and brill offensive.
The lunch lady says, "The fortune only comes true if you can extract the fortune without breaking the cookie." Huh.
Wait, what? I've never heard of that before.
Enemy Lasagna says, "Is it possible to pickpocket nickels? And if not, why not?" I don't know that we've actually just come right out and said that we have. We don't want you to be able to get nickels and overkill the hobos to build scare hobo parts. And if they were pickpocketable, you would be able to do that.
No, that wasn't... What you said before was you didn't want people to be able to get nickels without spending turns.
Oh, okay.
Which is true. There is a way to get at least a few nickels and...
Oh, well, sure.
Scare hobo parts.
Yeah, but that, I mean, that's premium content, Yeah. A Deadhead says, "D&D 4.0 took out spellcasting, monks, druids, barbarians, and replaced sorcerers. Son of a bitch! I'm running a D&D campaign over in the KOL forums. Check it out, everyone."
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Play over forum.
It'd be rough with the miniatures thing.
Yeah.
You know, like... You know, I mean, it's MS Paint after
every
move.
Awesome if you played, you like logged into World of Warcraft and used the game world as your playing board, so you could like position yourselves and stuff like that. That'd be kind of funny.
And then the DM was operating over
had like 40 accounts, and he'd like position different people.
Oh yeah, yeah. He'd make you're fighting 30 orcs
again.
Yeah. Sorry. 20 orcs and 10 gnomes.
you can't actually communicate with. The gnomes or the orcs.
Right. Chao Palmista says, "How about in disguise adventuring when wearing hobo outfits?" You know, ideally, it would be a whole new game for every outfit that you had. But
I think if that were true, we would just never make another outfit because we'd get so exhausted.
Yeah. Gunther Mapplethorpe says, "Could the loot distribution drop-down start with select a player or some other non-player? I've misdistributed loot too many times now just because I'm clumsy." That's probably a good point.
Yeah, I thought that was on the list. Maybe not. I
know putting the class in was. I think Zeno did that the other day. Same as 74 says, "Hey, all, quick question about guess what? Hobopolis, the mechanic that determines Hodgman's drops. Totally RNG, or is there any other mechanic at work? If so, tell all to player. There are a number of mechanics at work, none of which I'm at liberty to disclose.
A lot of them have been spaded, so just keep your ear to the ground. Your heart on your sleeve.
And your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the sky.
Yes.
SF Warlock says, my worry with the tick boxes is that one misclick while scrolling through the page can irretrievably distribute loot, possibly to the wrong person. Butsuri says, I don't know if it's correct Latin, and I doubt it, but that brick is saying, if it's not broken, don't fix it. The Lunch Lady says, hey guys, have you ever completed NetHack? If so, what class? Any conduct? I have not even come close. I have made it to Gehenna twice, and that is it.
I've starved to death in NetHack some 20 or 30 times. I'm really bad at NetHack. Xenophobe is kind of a NetHack fiend.
Yeah, he's ascended several classes. I don't have the patience. I'm not willing to play a game as carefully as you have to play NetHack in order to really survive. You know, I mean, I just basically storm through rooms, running into every monster that I see, try to kill them, and like
some of my fraternity brothers in college formed the first NetHack clan.
In KOL?
No.
Or?
Well, the same people actually came over and played KOL and really early on, back when I started, shortly after. But, yeah, no, every year there's a competitive NetHack tournament. I don't know
right.
if you know, but so they formed a clan. to compete in that, and then all of their player names are prefaced by the name of the clan underscore, and then their character name. Good times in the NetHack roguelike universe.
Let's see. These questions are somewhere from like 3 days ago. Paperclip says, while we're talking about game art that looks dirty, did anyone ever mention that the collection of tents in the player's campground look like a school of sperm? What? Oh, okay. Yeah, my wife insists that the wreath of laurels is an Asian vagina.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I can see that. Every time you see Asian porn, they're all like, I've never shaved anything in my life.
Why would that
so
be
maybe you're kinda right.
All... No. No.
Asian vagina? You don't see it?
No.
No, I can definitely see it.
No, it really is.
It's kind of... No, it's got that it's got that sort of mons pubis with a side of hair.
No.
Yeah. No.
No. I mean, I'm... Yeah.
Go ahead. Look at Asian vagina.
I'm not gonna do a Google search for Asian vagina to compare, but I don't think so.
Lusty Pirate Winch says, is there a way to put a link to an item in chat? That way, when someone was selling something in trade, you can see what they're talking about. You know, like in World of Warcraft. I am reluctant to give people the ability to indiscriminately link to items in chat. You can do it. We wrote that functionality in for the boss drops in Hobopolis, because those are things that are exciting for people to look at, right? But I honestly don't think that it is a good idea to allow people to do that.
I mean, would we have to exclude all quest items from that? Or?
Yeah, I don't know. What we should do is we should allow it, and then we should create an item called the Knicker. They finally changed the name of that. They changed the name of that item.
Yeah. I mean, I feel kind of stupid, but also kind of just like, hey, I'm not racist, because I had no idea what kind of joke they were trying to make when they were sort of putting that in every phrase. I was like, I don't get it. Is this some sort of thing against Irish people?
Yeah. Red Noodle says, can we get a second use for Megatofu? Maybe combine it with a handful of walnuts for disgusting pesto? Does Megatofu have fewer... You know what? It's because you can't eat it. We were preserving the you can't eat tofu by itself joke, and so it has the same number of uses as the lager minus one. Yeah, I think we've been through this. Chemist Round says, on a past radio show, one of you mentioned a guy who made casts of all the breasts of all of the women he dated who consented to it. I was telling this story to my friend, but I can't remember how the story ends or who the main character is. Can you fill in the blanks for me? Well, it's actually the pretentious artist who's here with us, and the story ended with his wife, who is also here with us, not liking the... did she actually destroy it?
Yeah, she got rid of it.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
Yeah.
Or she made him get rid of it.
She was angry that he did that for no better reason than to just make a pinata that was a bunch of boobs. So,
you know, which was cool. Yeah, I believe her thought was if it had been the most amazing artwork in the world, I would have been fine. But it was just sort of, you know, so.
She was more concerned with the quality of the artwork than she was with the fact
that he had gotten just a tremendous number of breast molds.
Yeah, they're out here with us, ready to exhibit at Comic-Con.
I wouldn't say we're ready. I'd say
we're sure
prepping.
So ready.
We're not ready.
We're ready.
We have a malfunctioning Hydra.
When does our shit show up? When does all of our printed material get here?
I believe Monday.
Huh. That's gonna be heavy.
It's gonna be a bit. We paid $800 to ship stuff to
Jesus
Indianapolis.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Because of some emails and efforts. I have had just the worst luck with email. In fact, I just got some emails that I had CC'd to myself that I sent 4 days ago. They just arrived in my inbox like 15 minutes ago. I do not understand what the hell is wrong with my email.
To be fair, you know, I'm swallowing things wrong. To be fair, I feel like we came in only $300 over budget on the number that I had in my head for deciding whether or not that promotion was worthwhile. Right? It was so much cheaper than we ever imagined to get the stuff printed.
Right.
That, you know, it sucks that because of the timing, we ended up having to spend $800 FedExing a bunch of giant boxes of
paper. We didn't FedEx. FedEx would have been like $950. We sent them through an independent shipper. But
nice.
If we had just had an extra day or two, we could have sent them through the postal service for a quarter of the price.
Yeah. But, you know, it worked out okay. I'm curious as to actually how that's going.
I hope they look okay, since we haven't actually
seen. Yeah, that's another issue. But you know what? They've never failed us in the past.
They printed one thing for us in the past.
Okay, sure.
not to be too worried.
And they have never failed us.
That is true. Also, a bunch of print shops that have never done any work for us have never failed us.
That's true. Nicodemus says, is there a reason why the plural of Gnomish Toolbox is Gnomish Toolboxes?
Boxes? Wow, really? That's annoying.
Oh, Gnomish. We still fuck up a plural every once in a while. I got it.
Yeah, I'm
done! Haha. I'm better at fixing things than you are.
And you went with ES as opposed to EN. Whatever.
Yeah.
You're a tool.
Your mom's face last night says, could the crackpot mystic be changed so the combat action bar shortcut keys can be used to respond to him? It's just because it's an old thing that looks like a choice adventure, but it's not. I think that in recent times, when you've had things to say, I've frequently used text links instead of
actually just listening to buttons. Me.
What? Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Fubar Baz Quarks says, would you consider making symbol syrup a free pull from Hanks? I guess it's one of those things.
Does it have absolutely no mechanical use? Forget.
I don't believe that it does. Enemy Lasagna says, will you ever let us turn wads into nuggets and nuggets into powder? I'm saying probably not.
The idea is interesting, but it's, you know, it actually encourages more pulverizing if we can't.
Yeah. Some people asking why bird form stuff isn't multi-usable. I guess it probably
says Hanks is a little too intact. Will we get another disaster to ruin his place again? Why do people hate on Hanks so much?
That's just funny.
Poor guy.
Dalgar says, why does Oscus wear two pairs of pants? He doesn't.
Just saying.
Poncho Sweater says, could, after purchasing from Player Malls, it say something like, cashier name rings you up to amount spent meat. I often buy bulk things and would like to know how much I spent. I have no problem adding that degree of feedback to mall store purchases. You want to drop that into the to-do list?
Yeah.
Are
you really going to do all these tonight?
Yeah, why not?
Because you're going to get drunk and introduce an infinite number of infinite meat bugs.
Probably true. The World of Square says, I just finished my first ascension after a 3-year-long grind of 6 hardcore, 6 oxy, 6 bad moon ascensions.
Wow.
And I got all my stuff back from Hanks. There is a metric fuck ton of shit in this game. Thank you for making such a huge, sprawling game of epically humorous proportions. Well, you're welcome. Erauquisidorowet. Rickett says, so, gonna make the arm gun drop? Fine.
Have an armed gum drop. That'd be kind of funnier. With a gumdrop that's ready to explode.
It would only be funnier because the armed gun is not particularly funny.
Yeah, well,
question is,
I just made something that was in the right thing. I was like, make this funny, you guys, and none of you guys care. None of you care.
Istanbul says, so I have to ask, after 60 adventures south of the border with a 30-pound item plus familiar, fat loot, every item plus passive in the game, and fat loot...
Again,
fat,
wow.
Not to mention 2 combat plus skills, I've fought 5 handsome mariachis, used a divine cracker on each one, and still have no handsomeness potion. Do the numbers on that get severely nerfed or something? Because this borders on statistical impossibility. I don't think that it does. It is very improbable, but it does not border on impossibility because it is possible for you to fight an infinite number of them minus one.
Well, the answer is nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed.
That seems really kind of rough, though.
Ian Area says, whenever you guys have the traveling trader come around, my characters are always all in Ronin or hardcore. Do you guys set him by checking one particular account's Ronin times? Yeah, actually. only during times when your accounts, Ainaria, are all in Ronin or Hardcore, do we have the light on at the office that says, Trader okay today.
Every plus item passive in the game... passive in the game.
Yeah.
I was going to say, with every plus item active effect, there's no way that he would not drop the potion.
I would not think that it would be that hard. I don't know what the drop rate is on it.
It is such that the maximum item drop that you get in the game, the plus item drop percentage in the game, would make it
100%. Linguini Lad says, when I am dual wielding swords, why don't I do double damage? Well, because it would be way too powerful if dual wielding actually doubled the amount of damage that you did, including all of your bonuses. So you are doing double weapon damage, it's just that all of your bonus damage is being applied once instead of twice.
Yeah.
You're doing more damage. Honestly, I think the primary appeal of dual wield is the ability to stack those enchantments up.
I mean, that is a primary effect, I think.
Smoot says, more recipes for prismatic wad, please. Now that we have it in there, there will always be the opportunity for us to use it in future recipes. You know, I could see doing a line of chef staves that used it.
Chef staff that was made out of a line of it, the other chef staves.
There you go. Yeah.
Wow, actually, that's kind of interesting. Bring me these 5 other chef staves.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. Yeah. They require 1 of each of the other high-powered elemental chef staves and 10 prismatic wads and a rainbow pearl.
Yeah. Awesome. There's not very many of those left.
1 of each of the gems. Yeah. 10 of each of the gems. Yeah.
And 100,000 of each of the...
You bring all those things together, and he will give you a seal clubbing club.
Yeah.
The Move says, hello, gents. Wanted to know if you've tweaked the burn barrel tire fire mechanics. Seems like this adventure comes up much less often now. Well, there are things that you can do to make that adventure come up much less often, but there are also things that we could do, but we didn't do any of them.
Yeah, nothing has changed there. That's kind of funny, though.
Yeah.
I mean, because I can see why that...
The things that got changed when I made the trivial announcement about making some change. Ah, shit. We're in the middle of the backup portion of rollover now, so my flush is going to take forever. The things that got changed were we fixed a bug in
the burial ground. Sort of.
Yeah.
Sort of fixed.
No, it's fixed now.
Okay.
It's fine now.
And we fixed the...
What was the other?
The cold zone.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. No, there was a serious bug in the way that a thing in the cold alley interacted with a thing in the purple light district that was just like...
Totally broken.
Both of those things, it was like, it was doing what we wanted it to do, but it was doing it 20-fold.
There is still a problem in the... No, there isn't. Yeah, there's still at least one live bug that we have not yet figured out how to handle with the Hodgman. Well, with
with any boss, or really any choice adventure. There's if you can get somebody stuck in the cage
forever.
Yeah.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah. Well, no, it's effectively, but then they can still play.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Clackling says, I finally had a chance tonight to play Betrayal at House on the Hill. That game is amazing. Yeah, we need to play some more of that.
It really is very good.
Yeah. Lapraccio says, can you make the Bindles of Joy openable after 10,000 adventures in a hardcore run? Pretty please.
Why?
No. Dr. Van Mojo says, since the Hodgman Journal passive skills sort of closely mimic the Gnomish passive skills, do you think you could add a fifth journal that grants torso awareness to the reader? Huh?
What? Huh?
Did you think of something else?
Oh, is it the desire to get a hardcore permeable skill or something?
Bindle
of Joy, I think.
Yeah, probably. Rickett says, is the trader going to want 50 copies of Rainbow's Gravity next time he shows up? Yeah. Next time he shows up will also be on April 1st, just so you know.
So, do we want to talk about that at all? Rainbow's Gravity thing?
No.
Okay. Alright. Fine.
Foggy says, love the prismatic wads and the new items that go with it. Any chance we could get a Technicolor overcoat, prismatic plus shirt kit? Does he not know about the...
I'm guessing he does not know that there's only one in the game.
That's a good joke.
Yeah.
And Naked Jew says, are the description texts for hobos coded to use gender-accurate pronouns for the player's character, e.g. little boy in PLD or Sunny Jim, etc.? The ones that say little boy are, because adventure descriptions and fight descriptions are they should be, well, they are gender codable, and I believe that both Scully and Riff have gotten into the habit of doing them.
It's funny because sometimes they'll put that gendering stuff into other code that is not checking for it, and you'll see
bracket boy, curly brace girl.
Yeah,
I'm proud of myself for figuring out how to do that. That singular versus plural stuff.
It's pretty clever.
I owe it all to Brussels meaty train station.
Oh yeah. Some of our best.
See, if I hadn't had to stand in line for 20 minutes at the only functional ATM in the entirety of Brussels meeting station, I would not have had that flash of inspiration.
Which also happened to be when he was showering, which is weird.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I was dressed up like Daniel's costume from Karate Kid.
Oh right.
Yeah. Gecko25 says, I don't think it's cool that the Traveling Trader is just for super rich players. Having no way to get the strange shiny discs for people that haven't been around sucks. Well, there was a time, not too long ago, when they were dirt cheap.
Relatively dirt cheap.
Well, you know. You know what? People are pissed off that... The thing is, people are pissed off that people who were around 6 months ago had stuff. It's just that this pisses them off even more because... people who were around 6 months ago get stuff now, right? It seems like a bigger deal than just rolling something out that only people who are around now get, because it's like you look at it, you see, okay, I can't have this thing because I wasn't around 6 months ago. But, you know, this was just a thing that we thought of to inflict on the player base, you know? It was all Hot Stuff's idea.
Yeah, I'm sorry, kind of. It, you know, this is exactly what, when we first came up with the idea of the shiny disc, this was exactly what we intended to do. And we were like, just we won't tell anybody. We kept it a secret until...
Yeah, until Scully just fucking guessed on the radio.
That was...
That was sort of frustrating. Like, people complaining in the thread, like, yeah, you know, I'd like the narrative justification better if it wasn't just Jick making it up the day before. But listen to that recording and see how fast I changed the subject after he said that, because I don't think he even knew.
Yeah, that was frustrating, because he knew that we were bringing back the trader. Like, we'd already sort of got everything planned and stuff like that, and I think he was just sort of going, ha-ha-ha,
yeah,
funny
know, like, and yes, it would.
You know, and people had thought about it. People were like, you know, there's this totally worthless thing that he's traded. Some people thought ahead and bought them up and stuff. You know, it's... Yeah.
Quietus says, it would be funny if odor extractors and transcendent olfaction didn't work in the sewers on the way to Hobopolis, since, you know, it smells so bad in there. Yeah, there's a lot
we
of places.
We talked about that, actually, too.
Had we?
Yeah. I don't think we did anything about it.
Ghostface Killa says, how long do you see KOL lasting? 5 years? 10? When do you say it's quits and shut down KOL? When you start losing money? The thing is, the way that KOL is structured, it would be very difficult for us to lose money, because the fewer people that are playing and the fewer people that are donating, the less it's going to cost to keep the thing going. And
the tricky part would be the vast majority of our costs are salaries, and so if you're cutting people, that would
suck. Yeah. No.
But
so you know, I see.
I mean, it has already lasted 5 years.
Yeah, it's 5 years, and we got at least another 5 in us.
Yeah, I think it is likely that within the next year or two, we will have at least some other kind of game out there on the internet.
I don't know that it is a good idea for us to cannibalize our own user base with another MMO at this point.
Right, but I don't know.
5 years from now, it would definitely be okay for us to be like, all right, this is our new MMO.
But I mean, a game that was very, very different, you know.
Yeah.
Or if we figure out a way to integrate the chat from this game with the chat from that game, it's not like you have to leave the community at all, you know?
Noah Nam says, I did a little math today and found out about what it would cost to have a solid gold Enzo Ferrari. Weight times price of gold plus original list price equals about $46,643,830.
I don't understand how that math works, because the original list price of a Ferrari, why does that matter? Like, you're going to have to make an entire Ferrari out of it.
Right. So the thing is, the labor would be the expensive thing in this. Actually, building a functional car out of gold, I don't think is even possible.
You would not be able to have a combustion engine.
Very
low carat gold would be required, and I don't even think then it would still be too soft to do anything. Like, yeah, a combustion engine, yeah, good luck. I thought that was why you were going to say you couldn't help somebody move, because it would... You tried putting stuff in your Ferrari before, and it's just dented.
Oatgan says, thanks for doing whatever you did to the economy. I made $1.5 million in literally 10 seconds. Okay. Changling Bob says, regarding more multiplayer in the general game, how about effects like the Hobopolis stuff? Modifiers, or for example, the wheel in the castle, that after some amount of doing stuff, change something about that zone for the entire kingdom. Then also, fun comments about who left behind a lump of cheese in place XYZ that did something in the zone to unlock a subzone or lock up something else. I don't know, I'm rambling now. My one fear about things that people's behavior in broad strokes can do to change zones is that it would either happen so fast that it would be impossible to tell what was going on, or it would be so slow that it wouldn't be meaningful.
I don't know about that, actually. Let's say, you know, like the content that came out in the Sunwell patch in World of Warcraft, where there were goals that, you know, if a server was really sort of coordinated, it would take like a day or two to change something, like taking over an armory or whatever, right?
But sure, world event stuff we can do, because we tend to have a pretty good handle.
But build in a mechanic like the wheel in the sky that's like, you know, there's a pile of rocks, or there's a pile of fruit in front of a particular goddess statue or something like that. And once it gets to be a certain size, something happens, right? And then there's another statue that becomes available that once that one gets up, it switches to something else. So you can, like, depending on what you're going for, maybe there's, like, a bunch of different piles. Whichever one gets to fullest first, you know, causes
right.
the event.
Two zones that a coordinated effort could swap back and forth of which one of the zones was available.
Sure.
I do, you know, something that took a few hundred turns of pretty serious effort that would allow you to plant something that someone could just randomly encounter.
Yeah.
Right? That might be kind of neat.
Why just would somebody do that?
I don't know. Name and lights for one person. I don't know that they would. That's the thing. Like that's my problem, right? Like, it's either something that you would do and it would just be everywhere, or it's something that you wouldn't do and it would be nowhere, right? Like, it's
What about bones files? That kind of thing, right? Like, encountering the dead ghost of some other adventure or something like that.
And we just have six different monsters for each class that you might encounter. And
but they have particular names or something. Like, I'm not. They're clearly not bone. Like, not actual.
But no, I mean, let's. Like, but okay, let's say that we did a, you know, some sort of deep. So let's say we did an ultra spooky zone of terror, right? And anyone who gets killed in that zone.
That's the thing, is nobody ever dies.
Well, sure, but I mean, anybody who gets beaten up in that zone, you can.
It can come back as a ghost.
Yeah. I mean. And depending on what level they are, they could have, you know, crazy hard abilities. But then what do we do when a level 100 character gets.
Goes in there specifically.
Level 100 characters go in there to get beaten up repeatedly and
that'd
to
awesome.
Degree fit, yeah.
No, that's funny.
In totally optional content, you know, why not? I would like to take a music break just so that I can release the torrent of piss that is currently pressing against my teeth.
That's. You've got to stop gnashing on your bladder like that. That's really gross.
All right, a couple more songs from the White Album. We'll do a short break, and when we come back, we'll do 15 more minutes of just burning through questions as fast as we can, and then a lightning round.
All right,
lightning round.
Did you already look through the questions?
I kind of glossed over them. That's it. We'll see. All right, we'll see you kids in 6 or 7 minutes.
Somewhere in the Black Mountain Hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. One day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, he said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dream by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in, and grinning a grin, he said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you missed your match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out, and he left it no doubt to help with good Rocky's revival. Oh yeah. Come on, Rocky boy, do. Come on, Rocky boy, do. Yeah, I'm sorry, Rocky.
Hey, sorry about that. My speed pissing lessons paid off. So decided to come back after one song instead of two. Because I just enjoy talking to you kids so much.
When you piss like a racehorse, it's actually just a race.
Yeah. Let's see. Should have paid more attention. Zooch says, I'm beginning to think the new rainbow-based skill isn't a reference to Hugh Bliss at all. Could you rectify this? Not a reference to Hugh Bliss at all. I did play that Sam and Max game, but not recently enough that it was in my head. F you, I'm a bot, says, I named my hovering sombrero to Danny, quote, dirty, quote, Sanchez. A couple of days later, its name somehow changed to Danny, quote, and dirty, quote, Sanchez all by itself. What's up with that? Because something is HTML encoding that... There's some really weird shit about the way that...
One of the... I think it's the script that bulk names familiars.
And it replaces ampersands with apostrophe and apostrophe. I wrote that code because I didn't want... It was breaking when people put ampersands in for some reason.
Or people were able to do some sort of funky exploit.
Yeah, so I was getting rid of ampersands. And somehow you put in a quote, it gets sorted as a quote, but then it gets HTML entity and becomes ampersand quote semicolon.
Yeah. So it gets all screwed up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Noah Nam says, why aren't the Rainbow's Gravity books written in the Traveling Trader's language? Narrativeness must prevail.
Well, no, the reason he was trading them away is because he couldn't read
them. Yeah, he couldn't read them. And he realized, he figured out how to make stuff out of those shiny discs, and so he needed them back.
We also wallpapered an entire room in AOL discs.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's not really wallpaper.
It kind of is when you have enough.
It's still not paper. No matter how many of them you have, they're not paper.
You can hexagonally close pack them. It looked really cool. That's what happens when you live in a fraternity and everybody's getting like 30 of those a year, and you just keep them giant stacks of worthless CDs.
Zortag says, could rainbow gravitation be grayed out when you've used it three times? That needs to go in as a minor thing for Xeno to fix, because I don't actually know where that
There's
happens.
Two places that it needs to be fixed that have both been mentioned in the devlog.
Schiave says, no wizard hat is complete without a robe, no matter how many hebes or jewels decorated. Please add a robe to the game. One of these days. That'll be a wizard robe. Tatter says, I've noticed that there are only 4 mysticality substats and 5 for muscle and moxie. Why not come up with a 5th to balance it out? How about call it bitchin' awesomeness? Yeah, that doesn't really scream mystical to me. Matt G987 says, so any chance of a way to put things from Hanks directly into the mall? I don't wanna. Linguini Lad says, okay, so I've heard about Rocky Horror Picture Show from the radio show, so I had to check out a clip. Kinda disturbing, man. Yeah, I agree. So does Rocky Horror Picture Show have a point, or is it completely abstract and shit? It's pretty abstract. If by abstract you mean gay. Cloud Strife says, why did you nerf the hell out of the spooky graveyard? Are you just using some sort of Markov chain question generator? Because that's not a real question. And the Gun Run
What was that question?
I'm moving pretty quickly.
God, you are so hard to follow in this.
Strong Bad Fanny X says, did you see, Jick? The sneeze has returned! Yay! I did not, but I'm going to bring that up on a page so I can read it later. Subbot says, on the last show you mentioned an L. Ron Hubbard book about a guy who rapes people. It sounded awesome! What's it called? I don't remember. It's the Mission Earth series.
There's one about a rapist.
Yeah, they're fucking horrible. You didn't hear Scully's summary of a couple of the scenes from it?
No.
It's ridiculous. Grevenelvec 75 says, Dear Jake, I asked this before but got no response. Is there an account option somewhere to always show the old combat form while using the WoW bar?
No.
There is not. I'm sure that there is a Grease Monkey script that'll do it. Because I think it's there. It's just in a div that's marked invisible. So you could either use some sort of... You could probably just in Firefox write a style sheet override.
Huh.
Because you can do that.
Did I tell you about the OmniWeb browser that allows you to rewrite the HTML of a page live and reload it as if it were loading from that server, but with your edits to their HTML? It's kind of a sexy feature.
CloudStrife says, awesome trader visit, unexpected and crazy, just what KOL needed. Agreed.
Yeah, honestly, like, I realized that it pissed off a lot of people, but it was really interesting. People were definitely engaged, whether they were really enjoying it or really not liking it, people were sort of involved.
Yeah, I mean, that person who wrote in the forums, I don't remember who it was that wrote in the forums, but for one brief shining moment, the mall was the game. Drizzle says VLC supports Shoutcast. That's nice. I like VLC.
Huh.
It's a Mac app.
Yeah.
Stanley says, how come when in bird form you can use Creepy Grin but you can't use Olfaction? Because Creepy Grin is a skill that is bestowed to you by an item that you're wearing. And
you are still wearing your item.
Yeah, that was the thing. Like, we didn't want to make it so... It was a little... We were... There was some question about how that was going to work, right? And I think that I kind of like the idea of when you are shapeshifted. There is code in for multiple shapeshifts, so I really want to start messing with that.
How is that?
Because in optional content, I mean, you get turned into a newt, and so you get like debuff shapeshifts.
Cliche being reflected or backfiring or something.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Monsters that you can't cliche. We should do that. Yeah, they reflect.
Some sort of mirror monster.
Fizzle. Or just in general, against certain monsters you can't cast cliche. That would,
if you get beaten up while you're a newt, you still get eyes of a newt or something.
That'd be funny. So anyway, when we were thinking about how that was gonna work, holding a mirror up to World of Warcraft and seeing what came out the other side. In the class that I favored on my first run through World of Warcraft was the Shaman, and the reason that I picked that class is because at level 20 they get a skill that lets them move very fast, but it is a skill that turns them into a wolf. And when you turn into a wolf, you your skin basically becomes armor as powerful as the armor that you were wearing, and your claws become a weapon as powerful as the weapon that you were wielding. And I kind of like that idea. I like that the shapeshift turns you into a board that incorporates the... In what?
The druids get very similar sort of conceits. Like,
yeah. You shapeshift and the shape incorporates the gear that you were wearing. And so we decided that, narratively, if you are a bird who is wearing the navel ring.
Yeah.
You still get the free runaway stuff. And so stuff that grants active combat skills should probably still grant active combat skills, even if they don't really make any narrative sense, which they don't.
It's a lot easier than trying to appease the people that when they transform they lose all their gear.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, since part of the goal with the June Familiar is to make something that is at least useful in the context of the high-end Ascension game, not letting people use Talismans of Bacula and not letting people use the V-Mask stuff, that would have been a really serious punishment in their eyes. And so it was just kind of like, if we weren't making that consolation to narrative effort, we would have been making it to the power game. The chemist run also asking why Rainbow Gravitation doesn't disappear from the spell list after used 3 times. That's just because that was Xeno's doing, and I don't know how to fix it. So I'll, Loopy Chica says, are all the hobo bosses' outfit items going to be zappable? All of the hobo bosses' outfit items are zappable.
I think the problem is that they
think that some of the corollary drops are part of the outfit. That would make sense.
That's the only thing that I can understand, because
a lot of people thought that when the snowball sack was still mistakenly marked as part of Frosty's outfit. That might still be, actually. No. That has been fixed?
I'm almost positive that was fixed. There was a time that they were not zappable, I think, shortly after it rolled out. But that was changed within a couple days, within 2 days, I think. And ever since then, it has been. Everything should have been zappable, and there's, like, if you cannot zap a piece that is marked as part of an outfit, then submit a bug report, because that just should not be the case.
All right, you ready for the lightning round, Hot Stuff?
I guess. Is there some way that I can see the...
No, you're just going to have to come over here and read it off of my screen.
Okay.
Sorry, I know. All right, so we're not reading the numbers?
No.
You don't want to read the numbers?
No.
All right, but people are going to be able to reconstruct it pretty easily. Okay. Starting out, I'm saying Riff.
Oh, am I supposed to answer with you?
Oh, wait, this is on the dev team. No, me, Grimlock.
Yeah, anyway, I thought you were to read all your answers, and then I get to read all my answers. I'm not going to do... Are we going to alternate?
I thought we'd alternate.
Oh, this is the worst lightning round we've had. We're out of
yeah, okay. Wow, this sucks. Yeah, we're going really slow.
Okay, hold on. Wow.
You're terrible at this.
Yeah, I am terrible at this. I can't even think of... I don't know what they all sound like. I'm gonna say Jaylee.
Okay. Green.
Fudge.
English.
Math.
Get native girls to dry my hands for me.
Try to figure out what a chevron is.
The 70s.
Zero AD.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I got some jokes that you can tell. They're very funny. This lightning round is before.
We just went down and read all our answers.
Yeah, this lightning round is okay. So let's not alternate. We'll trade off.
Okay.
All right. Reading this one. These are hard questions too. The other ones were just like facts about you.
Yeah,
these are like what would
they were like, yes,
what
no,
would you do in sometimes. What would you do in specific situations? My grandpa. Hi, Mom. Hey, go back further and send me some stock tips. Put it on. Not enough. None. I let them live. Try and get home. Baby, don't hurt me. It depends on whether I still had my admin tools. I'm going to have to consult the ores. Man, the most dangerous animal. See how fast I could fall through my own house. Laughing at conspiracy theorists. Yes, by adding 4 hours. Lamb sog. I don't believe in evil. 7, nothing, Death Race 2000. This is going to take a long time.
Why don't you stop after like 25 and I'll swap it.
I'm stopping after 25. All right, now you do 25.
Okay.
Of course, you're starting with 6, right?
Yeah. Okay. My grandpa, I think, as well. Some other name, yeah. No. I would. And then. Not as much as I would like. The same amount that we do now, probably. I never actually played that. Probably hide. Mysterious. No. Worcestershire. Hamster. I probably, if it wouldn't kill me, I think I would try to experience free fall. But I have a feeling I couldn't do that without just dying immediately afterwards. So I'm not sure that that's actually what I would do. I think for the next one that I'm going to be running away from the dragons and other magically awakened creatures.
Was that part of the like Shadowgate story?
Shadowrun.
Shadowrun, yeah. Wow, I didn't realize that that date was the one that...
That was the end of the sixth world of the Mayan calendar or whatever.
Oh, that's cool. No, I know what it is. Yeah, I just didn't know that that particular phenomenon was linked to that story.
If I could change it for me, yes. If I could change it for everybody, no. Wow. That's a tough one. I'm going to say pizza. Which is totally not. Microsoft. I'd say 7.
You're supposed to be louder, according to the syllabus.
Am I not in front of my mic? Okay.
Try it.
blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I guess I'm pretty low. Okay, I'll talk a little bit louder. Nothing. Someone was very angry, I guess. All of them.
All right, 26 through 50.
Much slower than
almost yours. Assuredly me. Planescape Torment, I'm just assuming there is a black person in that game. I lied to somebody once. Sierra Nevada, probably not. Probably... Weekly, maybe? A fucking Dolma? Yes. No. The United States. Hot stuff. Right now, 32. I don't think anything would change. MIT. I would trade my ruby slippers in for cab fare. I don't believe in purpose. I always have a good one. The favorite name is Sirhan Sirhan. What is the... What? Scully's mom. Populated by people who smell bad. Fred Durst. Probably not. Chicken Chow Mein. No.
Alright. I would say xenophobe. Ultima. Wrote them a really unpleasant letter. I'm not going to go into details. Amaretto. No. Probably a couple times a week. Let's see here. Dirt. Yes. Yes. Andorra. It'd be Jack, I'm pretty sure. 19. Nothing. Ever. MIT. I'd tap my shoes together. Wow, these are really long questions.
Yep.
This
is not as lightning-y as previous lightning.
Yeah.
I gotta imagine this is not a lot of fun to listen to, but... whatever. They can't all be
maybe
winners.
Maybe in retrospect, yeah. It'll be good. Alright. I can't even answer that question. That's why it is so difficult to parse. Recently, John Wilkes Booth. This question is phrased very strangely, but I'm going to say hugged a redwood. Indie, annoying, and loud. The Fool. No. Beef and Broccoli. Yes, in fact... At the next loud thing.
And the annoying thing, yeah. Maybe. I like them. I would let him thousands and thousands. NS13666. Lexus. Where Zach didn't answer his phone, one man had the courage to leave a message. Maybe a dozen. Beer. Starting. I am a pretty cool guy, so yes. Do I prefer what? Wow, Mad Max. Oh no, Beyond Thunderdome. Latin. Yes, I like them. I don't really have an opinion. Weep. Crockpot refrigerator. Not enough information to decide. The combination of red and green. Laugh. Lipton. Just prior to the climax. They might be giants.
They're okay. Yes, I would let him as well. Probably dozens, not as often. Probably to do this lightning round. 100. Tesla. I'd add a third dot to the ellipsis. Probably six or eight, probably. Science.
I thought that said friction, which is why I said starting.
Not rolling. That's funny. Science. Okay. Yes, dude. Terminator, like the after the War of the Machines, I think. French, yes. I'm wearing them. The EA one that comes to mind. I'd probably go live in the woods. Some sort of like telephone iPod hybrid, I think. Android Weber, Puce. I would probably agree. I don't have one. Not even sure. And might be giants.
Why might be giants? Okay, 76 to 100. Drums. Sell it. Created a game on the internet. The entire oeuvre of Henry Rollins and Rage Against the Machine. No. Windows Vista, The Piano, Lazy Sunday, the ability to telekinesis. Probably January, $50. I would not be able to decide. Squeaky. None. Hey!
Everybody?
I don't remember. Black ones. I don't know. almost never. Probably riff. I had a bunch of people throw up near me. I don't remember. Rye, no, no.
Drums, keep it in a freezer. I wrote a really good proposal once, for a grant. I don't even know. Sure, yeah. Everything.
It's because you use a Mac.
Kazoo. Census Taker.
Oh, yeah, you know, I like that one better than Lazy Sunday.
Yeah. The Power Over All Spatulas.
A least favorite month.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing. I want to change my answer to 85 to,
I would say...
December.
Really? I would say probably, like... Well, it depends on where I am is the problem, because it's probably, like, weather-based, so July in certain times, or...
Well, I'm not having any fun hanging out with you either.
February in other times. It depends. All right.
Screw it. I'm not taking you on my spaceship anymore.
I'd probably a couple hundred dollars. I would probably do Bolivia just because it screwed me over in the same way.
You're angry at Bolivia.
Yeah.
But are you so afraid of living in Bolivia?
Yeah. Cube like. There was an iceberg once. I don't really have one that I'm aware of. I don't know. I probably have, but I don't have. Not done it intentionally. I've never seen a black one, so I'm not sure. I can't decide between those. The tonic water. Not very often, and not very well. I have to agree that riff is probably that one. One word, cactus. Probably Akira. Sourdough, yes, and mediocre.
All right, and then 101 through 120, and we'll be done.
Yeah, sorry, everybody.
Didn't see it. Make someone give me a sandwich. 7 to 9. Bougainvillea. Frozen beer. None. It's just a black background. Kingdom of Loathing. Frequently drink from it. Black. Also 666. Simultaneously smoking, buying lottery tickets and pornography, voting and getting drafted. I would make them turn around and then kick them in the balls. On top of a building. We would keep it in the bub's ass. I don't know any rude people. Alternative. Yes, and I would probably kick him in the balls. A bottle of beer, most of them.
Haven't seen it. I would let everyone who's in jail on a marijuana offense out of jail. Yeah, that would make me real popular. 8 to 12, just the number of years I'd spend in jail, probably. Orchid, foam, gray. Google relatively often, I suppose. I would drink natural, but darker probably. What?
111.
Yeah. Other 18-year-olds. Yeah. Probably stuff them in a sack and swing them around. Outer space without spacesuits. Gross. Also, it would definitely be in the bub's ass. Ronnie. Alternative? That's so meaningless. Yes?
Although, I have to amend my answer on that one to no, because I didn't.
Oh, crap. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yes, but as pointed out, that doesn't make any sense. No. No, some of these questions don't even make any sense. So, sorry. A lot of them. Sorry. These are much harder than last time.
Yeah. Okay. So, everybody, you'll never get that 22 minutes of your life back.
Jesus, it was 22 minutes? I am really sorry, because that was not meant to be.
Yeah, that was brutal. I should have read the questions first and just decided not to do the lightning round.
Yeah.
Those were not fast answerable questions.
Sorry. Maybe.
Let's try and make up for it by answering a lot of these questions really fast. Route in, since I took the day off Mr. Traveling Trader, then I found out the awesomest thing ever, and I could have afforded two of them. Well, I guess I could just buy 1.56 million meat. You guys are mean. Yeah, we are mean. Temporary Man says, why did the text say the Sorceress's guards are playing bridge at a round table, but the picture is a square table? Heraldric circle? No, they figured out how to square the circle. I don't even know what that means. Is there no way to construct a square
around
a circle?
Is that, I believe that is true.
No one has ever figured out how to do that?
Or
at some point, no one had figured out how to do it?
Yeah, I believe that is true. There's no construction using, like... Well, maybe... I don't remember. Yeah.
The Kevin says, you can't check the locations from which you've obtained hobo code, bug, or feature. I don't think that's true. StrongBathNEX says, I heard you guys talking about syrup mascots, and coincidentally, I found out that Aunt Jemima was pretty damn racist back in the early days of the company. See this article. Well, then again, maybe not, but here's a temptilating lunch chillin's love. Does sound pretty stereotypical to me.
So, is a stereotype racist? That's the question, right? Like... You know, making a caricature, is that racist, or is that just making a caricature?
I don't know. You know, my wife has a small and growing collection of signage like that. But,
It's interesting that we go back and we're like, oh wow, that's so racist. But you know, maybe just culturally, it wasn't that big a deal. You know. At the time. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now I just want to answer all these questions without reading them. That's the kind of mode I've gotten into. Yes.
Yeah. Slavic says,
huh. Isn't that a long
one? There's not a lot in the... He's basically suggesting a quest where you have to collect one of everything.
That was, I believe, Riff had postulated
the pizza with one of everything. Yeah.
And then the follow-up was, that was tasty. If you can, you make us another one, and you can go. Which was kind of funny.
CloudStrife says, can you make it to where the familiar doesn't attack with the plastic pumpkin bucket if you've killed the enemy? It's getting annoying taking double damage at the damned exposure. Well, it is entirely possible to not ever take any damage from an icicle. If you really want to, and it's also possible to go there without a plastic pumpkin bucket equipped.
Agreed.
Istanbul says, in the wiki, trophies number 50 and number 68 are missing. Do they actually exist, or is this another situation like the non-existent trophy number 13?
They are not like number 13.
Yeah. Linguini Lad says, so, was the clingy female pirate inspired from previous experiences? No. Me, myself, and I says, not a plinth puzzle requires Tiki Idol, Rainbow Pearl, or derivatives, other rare items, etc.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it either. And if you don't want to talk about it, then it isn't love. But I'm... Well, no, I forgot how to rest that. Guess I'm going to have to live without, but I'm sure there's something in a shade of gray. Yeah. If anybody ever wants to get real sad, or if anybody is real sad, what you should do is you should listen to August and Everything After by Counting Crows over and over again, and that'll make you even sadder. And then later on, you'll be like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I'm going to stop listening to this.
And you can just start counting
crows. Go get drunk. Ragudantalus says, would it be possible to make clan notices that could be posted in the side zones of Hippopolis? Things like building tire tower, don't knock it over. That's the kind of thing that you should just do in chat.
Yeah. Coordination.
Herrican says, could you make it so the Saw Spheres act on Hobopolis enemies' attacks? They aren't normal hits, so the reaction damage isn't operating as usual. Well, I mean, that's exactly right. They aren't normal attacks, so the reaction damage isn't
operating. That doesn't bother you, though, that's weird at all?
It only bothers me because they don't look like special attacks.
Yeah.
You know?
It's very confusing. Yeah, we get bug report after bug report about that
behavior. I suppose we could just hard code... We could give those monsters a fight property that replaced their hit texts with something from the miscellaneous text table, so that there would be the same breadth of messages, but there would not be the distinction between those auto-hitting special attacks and their normal attacks. I mean, does it bother people that when Lord Spooky Raven casts a spell on you, it doesn't trigger your acid squirting flower? Because I don't think it does. But you know, there are other things like that in the game. They're just not so frequent, and that's why this one is especially bothering people. And I don't want to make it so we can't ever have a monster that just does a special attack that does some damage to you without, you know, dealing with all of the repercussions of what would happen if it were a normal attack.
But I feel like it's very strange for not to have it fire off all your other spheres and stuff.
Well. Let's see. Data Vortex says, you go to San Diego Comic-Con and not a Gen Con. Any chance of getting an appearance at Dragon Con, which is unfortunately at the same time as PAX this year? Well, not this year, because I'm going to be at PAX. But, I mean, I'm not really going to be at PAX. I'm going to be in Seattle during PAX. I have to say that it was worth going just to be able to get onto the exhibit floor early and see stuff when there was not a throng of literally the unwashed masses. Yeah. King Justin the Great says, are any more Jewish-themed items going to be introduced to the game? Just the Hebe clarinet. Let's see. Data Vortex says, will there be any new merch items for KOLCon? I don't think so.
There's
a new sticker.
There's a new sticker.
Which we're sort of debuting at Comic-Con, and we'll probably go into the store right after that. But
theoretically, we have a design for a shirt. Theoretically. Kind of. I don't know. There was something that the Pretentious Artist had worked up, I thought. But I don't know if we're going to ever move on that one.
Let's
we don't
see.
Like money, so we don't like making money.
Purgatoria says, regarding the question of an item that prevented stat gain, the only use I could see for someone asking for that is permanent access to the Cola Wars. Yeah, that's actually a good point.
But there are items that you can use to lower your stats. So.
Well.
But it's not like you couldn't get, you know, access if you really wanted.
But I mean, you could basically have it indefinitely for free if you couldn't level up.
But, you know, the for free part is,
I guess theoretically, if you had enough negative monster level, you could probably end up only getting one stat per turn in there.
How do you get a ton of it, though?
I don't know. I guess you can't. Yeah. There's not a lot of negative monster level stuff in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lispector says, was future trader currency always what you intended to do with the strange shiny discs?
Yes,
yes, yes it was. Pokepilfer says, have you guys seen Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog? It's pretty good. Here's a link. And then links to drhorrible.com. I've been meaning to watch it. We have to watch it by the 20th if we're going to watch it, because then it's gone.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Really? Why would it? Why are they going to just take it down?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it will still be available.
Yeah.
Vaginal Bloodfart says, hey guys, can you institute some kind of penalty slash reward for the Gun Runs Lightning Round? I find these things more rewarding with something on the line. Well, we both lost.
Yeah.
So we each have to buy each other a beer.
That was... I feel really bad, because I felt like that was just uninteresting. Even if they get the answers to the questions, they're not gonna. I mean, if they get the list of questions,
yeah. And that's up to the Gun Run. He wanted me to give them the link to the text file with the questions and then the password for the RAR file, but I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
That's crazy complicated. Commie Bat says, I want to give the same person two Frosty's ice balls, because it would be hilarious. Could you tweak the counter to make my joke possible? Do it for the funny. No, man.
Sorry.
Frosty's snowball sack is as funny as two of his balls. Legomancer says, can you guys add a way to move stuff from the display case to the mall? I miss being able to put stuff in storage in the mall during hardcore runs. No.
Yeah.
We need fewer places for items to be and fewer mechanisms for moving them around, not more.
Would it have been... It would be a nightmare to have a single table that had all of your items and then just a field for where they were.
It really wouldn't be. It wouldn't be that big of a deal.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because if you then wanted to look at your display case, it would be a very complicated thing.
It wouldn't be any more complicated than looking at your inventory.
What about if you wanted to look at
the problem there is if you have a couple of items in one place and a couple of items in another place. We'd have to do a lot of aggregation to like move everything into.
You couldn't. I guess you basically would have to say you have to have all your items of one kind in one place.
There's no way we can do that. Yeah, but. Russer Butter says, on behalf of llama owners worldwide, well, perhaps kingdom wide, loving the Gone content, especially form of mole. I think you should get some burrowing bonus for being vole moonsign.
That's kind of funny.
Linguini Lad says, BOL is the predecessor to KOL, and it stands for Boobs of Loathing. Okay. Ruster Butter says, I was hoping for an outfit, or at least a piece of equipment that, if nothing else, tags, hey, come here, are you ticklish? On the end of chat messages every so often.
Weird.
Linguini Lad says, why don't you guys read every comment and or question that is sent to you? There's some funny shit that the listeners are missing out on. And also, if the user sent in a dumb question, you can read it anyway, and they'll look like an idiot, so everybody wins. And that's one thing that making somebody look like an idiot does, is makes it so everybody wins.
Chick is very nice about questions, I feel like a lot of them. There are some questions that are badly phrased and or spelled, and he's a gentleman most of the time, unless it is just so hard to read that he can't even comprehend what's going on. I think I would be much meaner about questions, which maybe is why everybody likes you so much.
Insinuate says, "This is. I'm kind of curious. You made a mistake by bringing the trader around again and forgot to change him to wanting discs. Yet when you did correct this problem, you didn't bother correcting the problem of people that were able to buy an immense amount of Rainbow's Gravity with wads instead of discs. Does this mean that you truly don't give a shit about the economy, or did you just want to see a couple of people become multi-billionaires overnight? Because this to me is worse than exploiting an infinite meat bug, not to mention the fact that it caused extreme distress on the economy for 24 hours. Extreme distress on the economy is arguably a good thing." Right. We have done more to correct the problem in general than
the problem was
we've
not
told
nearly
you
as
about.
Large.
It was not nearly as big a deal as people thought it was. And also, you know, arguably having a few hundred extra books out there makes it easier for people to get them in the future because they are not, they don't have the same kind of built-in scarcity that we have. You know,
we reclaimed as a very significant fraction of the extra books that were created.
So, I mean, yes, there were some people who, because of a bug, there were some people who accidentally profited from the bug.
I think the vast majority of the people who who were involved did it by accident.
There was not enough time for any conspiracies to form around it. And it sucks, and I wish it hadn't happened, but I don't think that you can look at our lack of a reaction to it. Because, first of all, what the fuck are we supposed to do if somebody, by way of a bug, you know, puts 50 things in the mall, all of which get immediately bought up by other people? It doesn't do us any good. We can't get rid of them at that point. We can't punish the people who bought them.
Yeah.
And, you know,
not,
it's like...
Not in a meaningful way.
We could take the meat away, but that the meat is not the problem. The meat that that guy who did that made is not... It's not really hurting anything. It's just moving meat around, and people who never would have gotten the thing otherwise get a copy of it. I'm not saying that's good, but it's not... It is not nearly as bad as the people who are angry about this think that it is. As bugs go, this was an oh shit rather than an oh fuck, you know. And
the other thing that was the people who think, like, there was some sort of postulation that it was taking discs from other people. Like, there's just no way.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was taking discs if you had them, but if not, it wasn't taking them. There was one place in the script where it was hard coded to use Twinkly Watts for a variable, and every place else used the actual variable that we set for currency. And it was just, you know, it was something that never came up before. This would have happened the first time we took anything other than Twinkly Watts, right? It just so happened that it created kind of a weird situation this time. But like I said, almost all of the people who abused it did not know that they were doing so.
Yeah, it was only live for 5 or 10 minutes. Yeah. So
Cyber34 says, I just noticed a weird thing on Chester's face is, in fact, the mustache he drops and not a very odd-looking set of clenched teeth. Yeah, yeah, that is definitely his mustache. Noah Nam says, from a while back, the item from the first Talk Like a Pirate Day, the pirate hook. Can you confirm the theory about it being given out to people who said R and chat?
There were a number of things.
Yeah, there was a white list of phrases that saying matey did it. Saying ahoy did it. R definitely did it. I don't remember. There was a... I remember there being 6 or 8 items on the list. 6 or 8 things that you could say in chat to get it.
Those were the good times.
Yeah. Great White Nerd says, tell Hot Stuff the burgundy loaf flies at midnight. Does that mean something to you?
No, of course not.
Fred Levi says, remember the idea for the pool cue chef staff with jiggle attack determined by the billiard ball and the offhand idea you once had? Don't forget it. It sounds great. That actually is an awesome idea. Was that my idea?
Probably. It sounds familiar, but I don't remember who came.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, it's a lot of jiggling.
Wouldn't be that big of a deal. I mean, it just each pool ball is like 2 lines of code.
Okay.
We do a special one for the 17 ball, because...
That got a nice buff as a result of our prismatic stuff.
Yeah, it did. Random Glomper says, when the new dungeon comes into the game, will we be able to choose which dungeon we can go to or not? Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it depends on what you mean by that, I guess. Like, there will probably be a separate... There's just going to be, like... Is there going to be a separate permission for each dungeon?
To enter it?
Yeah.
I believe that there is not.
So it's just going to be whether...
Whether you can do it, yeah.
So
administrators can administrate every dungeon. And I mean, that has been the plan. People are definitely going to want it, but we cannot arbitrarily extend the number of permissions that
there's
are.
A finite number.
Eventually, we're going to have to change the data structure of that if we're gonna do that. And it's
so, yeah. As long as you can adventure in this dungeon and your clan is able to purchase to open the new dungeon. Yeah. And again, having already purchased the basement, access to all future dungeons is going to be less expensive than the basement was.
So, Toxic Popsicle says, are you ever going to implement the rotating out of accessories, as in when you equip a new one, it unequips the bottom accessory or something? No, because I talked about it a long, long time ago, but I think just changing stuff like that in midstream just pisses people off. You know, and so it's not... Zabbit says, "Hey guys, Comic-Con is coming up. Hope this year is awesome. Also, how's the swamp going?" I think that Hot Stuff was being a little too optimistic when he said we would have the first swamp zone out before Comic-Con. I no longer think that is going to happen.
I definitely was too optimistic. I have been way too busy to really even think about working on it.
Yeah. And I've been doing some just miscellaneous stuff here and there. And
you've put a lot of structures in place for a lot of work to get done, which is cool. You've got Xenophobe sort of...
Yeah, I've got a couple months worth of solid work for him to do. Yeah.
And there's a bunch of stuff that's sort of in the brainstorming phase that I think honestly, once Comic-Con's done, August will be very productive.
I mean, we'll have a couple of weeks before we go to Gen Con.
Yeah, but that's like a couple of days that come back.
Yeah,
get back.
Yeah, you're probably right. Noah M says, "What's this wiki here I was talking about? Surely not the KOL wiki." No, it's our own in-house wiki that we use as a to-do list.
It's
totally
wiki.
Not a wiki.
It's a wikigasm.
It's a wikigasm, yeah. Which is like a wiki, only not actually at all like a wiki.
Yeah.
Although anybody can edit anybody's posts.
Yeah.
No, so it's like a wiki.
There's no version history. There's, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a homebrew collaborative work tool, which is sort of what a wiki is, I guess. Kind of. Olive Oil asks how close the Nemesis quest is to being finished. That's a very good question.
Ask Riff.
Yeah, Riff is really the only one that knows. It's a tremendous amount of work has been done. There is a lot of stuff that's ready to go, but basically, instead of rolling it out in little sections, he's waiting until it's super complete, and it's huge. Yeah. There's just a lot to it.
Thorfinn Skullcleaver says, "Will there ever be a Kingdom of Loathing anthem?" We've been trying to, we've been tossing around the idea of getting the mini bosses and MC Frontalot to collaborate on a Kingdom of Loathing theme song, at which point we will have won the internet.
That's true. I thought that MC Frontalot had been approached about writing a Naughty Sorcerer's theme song.
I don't think so.
No. I don't know why I thought that.
T-Rating Multi says, "I was reading up on Blizzard's way to get rid of Stones of Jordan on Diablo 2 and how it could cause Diablo to walk the earth. That's just repeating the idea that was just brought up. Oh, well, I can't wait for Diablo 3.
As in, those were being duped? Is that what they're talking about?
Oh, crap, I got logged out somehow.
I mean, the people were using Stones of Jordan as currency for a long time. I had one drop for me. I was very excited.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't really understand how you use
Hell Mode, I think.
Stones of Jordan as currency without... I mean, I guess you just find something valuable and trade it to somebody for a Stone of Jordan, and then you...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, people would trade them for runes, I think, because by the time that runes had come around, the duping problem had mostly been fixed, but there were still just a hojillion Stones of Jordan in the game or something. I forget how that whole thing played out. Have you, I was asking the radio audience if they had seen the Diablo 3 trailer. And I was going to wait for a response for a very long time. And they're like, "Man, you don't care. You don't love me."
A lot of people are pointing out that Mafia filters out items that aren't known to be zappable in the zap menu. It hasn't been updated with all the Hobopolis items. That's why people think out
that is a major, that is probably a major thing.
That's source of debugs, yeah. Nardo Lupa says, "Hey guys, is there a way to avoid the 15-minute lockout? With events like the Trader, it's pretty important to log in as quickly as possible. Waiting 5 minutes is an annoying option." Yeah, no, just don't, you know.
Be careful when you log in.
Be careful when you log in. And, yeah, I mean, I would just wait 10 minutes after rollover, and then it's not a big deal.
Well, but what he's saying is they want to get on right away. Yeah. Just don't screw up.
Liz Spector says, "I think you can't make a square with the same area as a circle."
Ever? Because pi is irrational?
I don't know.
It seems like if you came up with an irrational radius...
You know, I feel like if you can actually know where the center of a circle is, which you can from doing a hexagon inside it, it would actually be pretty trivial to make a square. Right, because... So let's say you can make a plus sign in the middle of a circle.
Yep.
Then you could.
How do you inscribe a hexagon inside a circle?
Well, you have to have the radius, I guess.
Right.
Of the circle. Yeah, so.
If you don't start with that.
If you don't start with the radius.
Well, no, I mean, getting a radius is not tricky, actually.
So you can get a radius. If you could get a radius, you could totally make a square out of it, because it's just, you know, you make a plus sign in the middle of it and then use the ends of the plus sign compass on the radius to make the corners of a square, and you've constructed a square.
What about a square inside a circle?
Fusilla Ben says, squaring the circle essentially means figuring out the area of a circle, which itself essentially means figuring out pi. So, okay. Well then, with that, we'll let Fusilla Ben be on the radio.
Since he's so much smarter than we are, you'll listen and enjoy him more. You should send him the lightning round, and he can do it for his listeners as well.
Let's see, I don't want to do that song, because that song is too long. Long, long, long. We'll go out on Obla Di, Obla Da. And I'll see you kids on Monday.